KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we do have partly cloudy skies here this morning and 46 degrees, your current temperature. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. And news is being brought to you here this morning at 7 o'clock by Rex Pharmacy, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two men Friday night and Saturday morning in separate incidents. 21-year-old Travis Beatty of Prescott was pulled over on a routine traffic stop at approximately 7:53 last evening. He was then placed under arrest for driving while suspended and brought to the Adams County Jail, where he was held with no bond set until he sees a magistrate. Also early on Saturday morning, here this morning, 22-year-old Christopher Shockley of Creston was picked up by a Union County Sheriff's officer and brought to the Adams County Jail for a probation violation warrant. He was also held without bond pending appearance with a magistrate. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in New Hampshire asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Get it for free.
Okay, well, you're right. And because right now, down at U.S. Cellular, you can switch and get any phone free.
That's good times, free phone.
Yeah, whether you talk, text, or surf, they've got the phone for you, and they're going to waive the activation fee.
Good to know. Well, I mean, my phone's so old, it has rotary dial.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get any phone free in select markets, including the Android-powered HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Data plan and new two-year agreement required while supplies last. Other restrictions apply and vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In other news this morning, a Council Bluffs school official says an elementary school may have been hit by norovirus, which has caused dozens of students to get sick. District spokeswoman Diane Ostrowski says 50 children at Collegeville Elementary called in sick or went home on Thursday, and on Friday it was about 70 students. The school has about 400 students overall. Ostrowski says health officials suspect norovirus, but tests by the Iowa Health Department weren't conclusive. Norovirus is a common gastrointestinal illness that causes diarrhea and vomiting. The school is being sanitized. Ostrowski says none of the district's 16 other schools reported a similar problem. An Iowa judge has ruled that prosecutors can move ahead with seven counts against an Omaha, Nebraska man accused of raping and beating a Council Bluffs woman 10 years ago. Judge Mark Evloff rejected on Wednesday a motion by 51-year-old Mark Sands' attorney to throw out six of seven counts against Sands. The defense attorney argued that the statute of limitations on those counts had run out, but prosecutors successfully argued that state law stops the statute of limitations clock for the time that a defendant lives outside the state. A national DNA database identified Sands, a registered sex offender, in the cold case. The charges against Sands range from kidnapping to burglary, assault, and sexual abuse. State banking regulators have closed Polk County Bank of Johnston and tendered the receivership to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Banking Superintendent James Shipper says the FDIC was appointed receiver effective at 6 p.m. on Friday. Shipper says in a statement that the bank had significant growth in its real estate lending portfolio, and that growth, combined with the recession, led to asset quality problems that resulted in heavy losses and depletion of the bank's capital. Polk County Bank, established in 1903, had $92 million in assets and $82 million in deposits. It had offices in Polk City and Urbandale, and all three locations total will reopen Saturday as branches of Grinnell State Bank and Grinnell. The last Iowa bank that closed was Vantis Bank of Sioux City back in 2009. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office this week reported 20 heads of hog were killed during a tractor-trailer rollover on Saturday evening, November 12th, near the intersection of Highway 25 and White Pole Road. The accident happened at around 6 p.m. when a Freightliner semi, registered to Christensen Farms of Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, went out of control and rolled onto its passenger side. The driver of the truck, Philip Osborne of Fairmount, Minnesota, was not injured, and 20 hogs died in that crash while the rest were deemed unsuitable for market. Damage to the Freightliner was estimated at $100,000, and Osborne was cited for failure to maintain control of his vehicle. A 2011 Scrooge candidate in Atlantic got a big boost in their votes Wednesday, and the Atlantic Food Pantry received a healthy donation of non-perishable food items. Thanks to the family of Trevor Fredrickson, the family visited their favorite Scrooge candidate, Janet Campbell, on Wednesday evening and dropped off 329 items for the food pantry. Scrooge candidates are raising funds and non-perishable food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry through December 2nd. Those candidates this year are Aaron Siggins with the Atlantic Hy-Vee, Janet Campbell from Capplesy's Hardware, Nancy Fredrickson with Geist Perry Jewelry, Bad Pierbolt with Pierbolt Chiropractic, and Karen Nelson with the Handbag Ranch. And $1 or one non-perishable item equals a vote for each of those Scrooge candidates as they collect those donations. And also in news, a report shows that public school enrollment in Iowa is projected to rise 2.4% during the next 5 years. If that happens, it will break a trend of declining enrollment stretching back more than a decade. The Des Moines Register reports Friday that a preview of the state's annual education report notes that Iowa has about 1,000 fewer public school students than 20 years ago. During the last school year, the biggest enrollment gains were in metro areas of Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City. The report shows students are increasingly concentrated in urban areas, with 9% of districts now educating 49% of Iowa students. Some of the biggest gains have been among minority students, who make up 19% of Iowa's student population. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Timothy Dean Tim Tye, age 54, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center, where he resided for the past 4 years. Funeral services for Tim Tye will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Frances Marie Christensen, 91, of Anita, died Thursday at home in Anita. Funeral services for Frances Christensen will be held at 10:30 a.m. this morning at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Mildred E. Millie Sorensen Cochran, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Millie Cochran will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements today. Marcus Frank Gross Sr., age 95, of Harlan, died Monday at the Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial service for Marcus Gross Sr. will be held 11 a.m. today at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Holly Jones Funeral Home, Harlan, has arrangements. Daniel J. Page, age 61, of New Virginia, died October 23rd at his home. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Daniel Page will be held 2 p.m. today at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Esther Elaine Russell, age 90, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Esther Russell will be held at 2 p.m. today at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home, Griswold, has arrangements. Lois Roberts, age 86, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Algona. Funeral services for Lois Roberts will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home Fontenil has arrangements. Michael Mike Lynn Whitaker, age 70, of Carroll, died Wednesday at the Carroll Health Center in Carroll. Funeral services for Mike Whitaker will be held at 10:30 on Monday at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gladys Clara Anderson, age 75, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Gladys Clara Anderson will be held Monday, 11 a.m. in the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Boyson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Evelyn Boyson will be held 11 a.m. on Monday at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Don Curry, age 81, of Messina, died Thursday at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. Funeral mass for Don Curry will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home, Messina, has arrangements. Ethel Pearl Geron, age 97, of Erling, died Thursday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home and Rehab Center in Erling. A mass of Christian burial service for Pearl Geron will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Linda K. Namani, aged 74 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Visitation and lunch for Linda K. Namani will be held at 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday evening at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roger H. McCarty, age 81 of Panora, died Tuesday at the Paradise Valley in Arizona. The services will be held on Monday at 4 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. And the Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Ioma M. Neighbors, age 96 of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Coffee and fellowship in honor of Ioma Neighbors will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Kelly Dean Gutenfelder, age 50 of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died Tuesday at his home in Minnetonka. Celebration of Life service for Kelly Gutenfelder will be held on December 3rd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Paul D. Hawkinstead, age 72 of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. A cremation has taken place per her wishes, and family of Paul Hawkinstead will hold the services at a later date. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJN. News brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic for all your photography, electronics, cellular, and pharmacy needs. If you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News. The Skyscan forecast is next.